Okay, we'll start with seemingly a side point, something that's a side issue, you would think is a side issue in the parasha, but we'll demonstrate that it's actually the whole mahus of the Sefer Shmos and the transition that's happening. So Paro gives a gzeira called Ben Hayod, Hayod called Bas Dechayim, right? So and it says the Miyaldos, Shifrim Pua, how are you? Because I'll tell you, Kevin and Miriam, they feared God, and therefore they did not do what Paro said, right? And then the emphasis is that they were fearing of God, and then the Chumash doubles down on that. And says, "Vayi ki yoru hamiyaldos esolkim." Doubles down again on that, because they had Yirah Shemayim, and then Vayitevel kim lamiyals vayasem batim, right? Which Chazal darshan, batim, Rashi brings part of the Chazal, bate kahuna, bate levia, bate malchus, and because from Yocheved comes, Moshe and Aaron, and that's one's a Kohen, the other one's a Levi, and ultimately, Aaron married into the mishpacha of David Moshe. He married Elisheva Bas Aminadav. So ultimately, the Zera HaMelucha also comes from there also. So it's Batei Kuna, Batei Leviya, Batei Malchus is the full Lashon of Chazal. And it seems to be a Mida Keneged Mida for Kiyora Miyados Eselokim. Right? So that one is mine. Like, you would think that the emphasis would be on the humanitarian, thing that they save lives. Save lives, right? We said no, because it was the Kiyora Miyados Eselokim, right? Torah doubles down on that. And now here's an amazing thing. You will find all these always together, whether it's in Hallel, Yomuna Yisrael Kim Chazo, Yomuna Beis HaLevi, Kilam Chazo, Yomuna Yirei Hashem, right? Or in elsewhere, until Beis Yisrael Baruch Hashem, Beis Hashem, Beis Hashem, Beis Yirei Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Right, so these batim are always sandwiched together with Yerushalayim. Right, hello, Dovrahu. I decided to look into. So, as we go on in the Chumash, right, there's Mamad Har Sinai, where. There's a there's Vayacharat Kol Asher B'Machaneh, right? There was a lot of Yira, right? Right, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, when he recaps, says Levar Tia Yiras Hashem Al Pneichem Lebilti Techato. That's why Matan Torah was done with such fanfare. Yeah, Yiras Hashem Al Pneichem Lebilti Techato, and then. After that, the next step after Matan Torah in Sefer Shmos is Binyan HaMishkan. Right? So, throughout, there's this halach of Moira HaMikdash. Eshayt Shishmoro, Mikdashi Tiro, Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, Chazal say, that you might have a Havamir, that you have the Moira of the Mikdash is out, the Mikdash Kufa. No, Ani Hashem, it's because of the covenant HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's in the Shechina. Lomi from Yamishka to Mishal Misha Tziva. Right? But there's a common theme over here from the Miyaldos, to the tremendous Yira that there was by Matan Torah, which is the next major milestone. At the time, to the din of Moira HaMikdash that there is, perpetually. Right? So, so the interesting thing is, earlier in our history, right, there was the Akedah. Right? So, Ata Yadati Ki Yirei Elokim Ata, V'lo Chasach Des Binchas Yichidcha, right? Avram HaKol Hashem Yeroeh. This is where Hashem will be revealed. It's a Yirah, same Isis as Yira, but already then, when Avram Avinu got the title Yirei Elokim, right? That's where Har HaMoriah was consecrated to be the Mokam HaMikdash. Again, following suit, that there's a qualifying factor of the Mokam HaMikdash. That's a Mokam of Yira, Mokam of Yira. Yeah, Yerushalayim. Now, of course, and Yerushalayim is it is the Mikdash per se. got expansion also. All right. So let's take it from this angle. All right. We say that a place where people are learning. All right. So that's a makom Torah. Right. So a place where people are studying physics. Is that a makom physics?
Makom.
What? Right. I mean, yeah. As if let's say you're studying physics, right? So, what's taking up space is, the rump is what's taking up space, right? So it's a makom for you to park yourself, right? And you just happen to be talking in physics, right? Let's say, or doing business, whatever it is, right? So the question is like, when we say, let's say, a makom Torah. So it's lav dafka. It's lav dafka. People are parked there, and instead of, talking physics, they're learning Torah. Or is it mamash, that literally, when Chazal say, have a goyle le makom Torah, right? There's such a thing. There's a chafza of makom Torah. Like, the Torah itself is in that space. That, the makom holds whoever's in there. Like, the makom is holding Torah. What do you say?
No, about the Torah is it's a real thing. It's taka the room is the room of Torah.
Right, so
it's above space.
Also, Torah is basically makom Torah doesn't necessarily mean you learn there. It means that the Torah is what guides the place. It doesn't have to be necessarily about a place. I should say it about a city that it's makom Torah because
look, Lakewood, you're a Torah.
Lakewood,
you're a Torah. Right. Right. Yeah.
Right. We need an idea of the Torah
of it. So from halacha, there's a thing of kedusha space hamedrash, which is hecher. It's more chomer than kedusha space haknesses. Right, which a big riot. But you find in the Mishnah in Avos, which really is describing this, where the Mishnah brings our five that are learning Shechina Imayim. Right. And even one who's learning Shechina Imo. Yeah. And the term Shechina means that's the aspect of Elokus that's V'shachanti B'socham. Like, come on, take, like Kvod Hashem, Mole Asam Mishkan, Shechina Imo, even one who's shown it. And where do you learn it from? From Choma Koma Sher Askir Eshmi, Avodach Berach Ticha, which is at the end of Matan Torah. At the end of Parshas Yisroel, which literally Parshas is talking about the Makom HaMikdash, right? Is where this divine name ends, right? And we find Zochem Shemesh Li Yirei Shmi. You say Yirei Shemaim, you say Yirei Shem, you say Yirei Shmi, right? Year of the Shame, which is Shochen in the Beis HaMikdash, and when one person's learning, there's also that kedusha there. But the truth is, it's a Medrash in Parshas Truma. It's not, just happened to have been. Matan Torah was historically before Binyan HaMishkan. That's not the pshat, right? Says the Medrash in Parshas Truma, it's the very first Medrash there, right? Vikli Truma Hadol Tichsev Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lachem Torasi Al Tazovu, and the Medrash says that when we got the Torah, we got God with it. HaKadosh was kill Nimkar Ima. We got God with it. God now belongs to us, Kivyachol, because we have his Torah. And then the Medrash finishes off with a mashal, that a melech was Mesi, his Bas Yechida, to some prince. And the melech says to prince, look, I can't tell you not to take your wife, because she's your wife. But I can't live without her either, right? So Zos Asu Kitun Echad V'Odru Beinechem. Make me a little room, so I could always come and visit. And says the marriage, that was, the tzivi of Binyan HaMishkan, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Right? I mean, think about it for a second. Matan Torah. The Baruch Hu gave the Torah. Right? Gave the Torah. Informed us of what's written in the Torah. Right? When you do your insider trading. Now, of course, I mean, right? It's called that, the information was given. You're just going to gala the information. Information, you just have to reveal to others. You think information is something, something solid that you could, give, that. And yet the Torah is, the Torah, is kibyachol. It's given. Vayer Hashem al Har Sinai melamed shehirchen elyonim al tachtonim. Right? It's an amazing davar nifla about Torah, even though it's above all the sciences, but still it's alive. The sciences are just information. Information is everywhere. And if a place where you're learning more science, there isn't more science in that room than outside of that room. It's information. Information is everywhere yet nowhere. Right? And when you hand over information, you haven't given something over, you've just made them aware of the information that's out there. Right? Did the information increase in the world? If two people know it, it's the same information. Just more people are aware of it. That's not the case with Torah. Right? Torah's mamish, the phenomenon that's mavil al rayon, is that Torah really takes up space. It's nislabish and mukul. Right? Similarly to how the neshama takes up space in the guf. Right? And because Torah mamish is manifest in space, that's the shorish of why the Shekhinah comes down, and the Shekhinah's in space, and we have to build a Mishkan. Right? And now, and kaidua, the Torah's kulo shemosav shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, or say it like this: any gilu yelokus is besod the shame. Right, that's how Rebbe Shem reveals himself through the divine names. So the Torah is called Shemosav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Mokom, the Mishkan is called Hamokom Asher As Kireshmi. Mokom Asher Yivchar Hashem Leshaken Shmo Sham. Right, the Mount Shem Shemaim, which is beside the Torah, takes up space. Right, and this is an amazing thing that since Torah takes up space, so you would think that if that's the case, so if I teach you what I know. So then did the Torah now move from me to you and I will forget what I know because I just taught it to you? Because if it's a solid object, if you have it, I don't have it. Is that the case with Torah? So it's an amazing chazal that explains this miraculous phenomenon that, the Gemara says, it's a chazal, that if there's one lawyer in town and one doctor in town, and the lawyer will teach the doctor law, and the doctor will teach the lawyer medicine, they both just went down in value. Because he had a monopoly on all the medicine, and he had a monopoly on all the legal work that needs to be done. They broke each other's monopolies. They both lost out. They should have just kept their spend. But that's not the case. If one Talmud Chacham knows Seder Nezikin, and the other one knows Seder Noshim, and he teaches him Nezikin, he teaches him Noshim, now they both profited, because now you have, he knows two storim and he knows two storim. So by the secular things, you broke the monopoly by sharing the knowledge. By Torah, it's not that way. It's an amazing thing that, when you give over Torah, so Torah will now be there, mamish, manifest. And the Shekhinah follows the Torah. Afil echad v'shona Shekhinah imo. Right? Even one. Without depleting my Torah. So it calls out that there's now there's two Seder Nezikins. Now there's two Seder Noshes. It's about Torah, right?
Is that trying to say from Torah?
It's part of it in the sense that, yeah, that's correct. The more Torah does not come at the expense of, if more people know Torah, it doesn't become devalued. It just expands. And the Torah will stay by the person who had it and also branch out to be that person who we taught. It's a Nifla mode. And it's all beginner Tfisas Mokom. Right, and which means that there's more kedusha in the world. There's more kedusha. The world will change the more Torah that there's here because Torah takes up space. So the world is going to start evolving because of all the kedusha that's mamish manifest. Right, so it's called the world becomes a makom Torah. Right, and but here's the question: what causes it to stick? Because Torah is ruchnius, and ruchnius is lamala from makom. Right? What causes the Torah to stick to Gashmias? And if the Torah sticks to Gashmias, the Mimel, the Shekhinah also comes down, and the Shekhinah could be in the Mishkan, right? And basically, what is the secret? What's the glue that holds it down to earth? Which, by the way, because this problem is a real one, and that's why, Chazal say about Torah that it's kosher the konosan kizav v'noach la'abdon klei schuches. You could lose your Torah learning like that if you don't chazer constantly, right? It's easy to lose like glass. And the Maral explains because the Torah is betzim ruchni, And if you don't actively invest in keeping it by you, it's going to recoil back to its natural place in heaven. And that's why, you know, Torah is like an amazing thing about Torah. If you don't stick with it, it's more easily forgotten than, you know, the cartoons you used to watch. You know, it's, right. Oh, you guys don't know what that is, right? The, right. It's amazing. So, which makes the kasha stronger. So Torah is naturally, its natural place is in heaven, right? It's artificially here, right? And that's why it's noach la'abdon k'klei schuchas, right? So what's the glue? What holds it? Well, yeah, right? Yeah. So what is the glue that holds it? So that's the inyan that we find a lushan in the psukim. Right? Yiras Hashem hi otsoro. And that's what the Gemara in Shabbos Lamarav said when it invokes it, Amura Seder's Roim, and Itecha Seder's Seder Moed, etc., etc., etc. Vafo Piken Yiras Hashem Yotzor. Without Yiras Shemaim, it's not Miskayim. Without Yiras Shemaim, it's not Miskayim. Right? If you don't mix in a little bit of Yiras Shemaim, you know, you'll forget it all. It won't have a kiyum. It's the Oitzor, it's the storehouse. Right? Right? And now we find a Loshen Chazal. Now, seemingly, that contradicts another chazal. That miyom shenechva beis mikdashen al koshu ba'al lomo el daud amishal locha bilvad. So is it daud amishal locha bilvad? Right? Or is it, you know, the otzar of Yerushalayim? Right? So now, you know, the Yerushalayim is all God has in the world, right? And yet it says, Ma Hashem lo kecha shom, mucha kim li yiro so. It's like the one thing we bar shom ass. I don't know. I know of Tariag mitzvahs. The one thing we bar shom ass. Right? So there's two aspects to this, right? There's, first of all, you know, to explain this fully. What does it mean? Hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi yiro shamayim.
One thing you have to work on.
Yeah, well, it's more than that. Chutz mi yiras shamayim, says the Ramchal, the Das Tzvunas, right? That means the Bechira, right? You know, we have free will, right? What's the shorish of free will? Where does it come from? That we're able to choose even against our teva. Right? You know, all the other Nivroim, they have a teva that they're stuck in. And the Koach HaBechira is like free. You know, you could choose against your teva letov, or, you know, God forbid, you know, you could do a lot of damage, even more than what your teva, you know, forces you. You know, the movable piece is Yiras Shamayim, right? That's the Avodah Sa'adam. The Avodah Sa'adam that gives him Bechira is Yiras Shamayim, because every time we choose what the Ribon Shel Olam wants, it should be out of Yiras Shamayim, that we acknowledge that he's king and he's boss, right? And that should be the sense from which the Bechira comes from. Acknowledgement of his malchus, of, you know, Hadar Gaono, right? He's boss, and we have to submit to his will. Right? That's, you know, Yiras Shamayim sort of gives the Nekudas HaBechira. Right? But it's more of that. Yiras Shamayim, right? And it's all interconnected, because Bechira is how we do our mitzvahs that change the world. What you don't do with Bechira is not poil cosmically. Right? And the Rambam already worked out the Cheshbon and Shemot HaPrakim. You show me where man has free will, I'll show you that there's a mitzvah there. Or vice versa. If you tell me there's a mitzvah, if the Ribosha was mitzvah, it means it's totally in Bechira. Right? The actions that we do Bechira, in the words of the Ramchal, in the Derech Hashem, is that those are the Maisim that go bottom up. We initiate it with our free will on earth. It reverberates in heaven. Makes a roishim in the roots of reality, and then the change made up there trickles down, and that's how mitzvahs change the world, right? And that's what we hakol bidei shamayim. Everything is top down. Chutz mi yiras shamayim is bottom up. When you do with your bechira, those maisim, you know, climb up and reverberate and change the heavens, right? But there's a deeper reason why yiras shamayim is the makor of bechira, because the tachas of the bechira, right, is to change the world, so which has the objective that there should be gilui elokus in the world, right? There should be gilui elokus that's chal on you, and that's what's going to evolve you to being from, you know, just flesh, blood, and fat, right, to being, you know, a Roy for Tchias HaMesim, and Roy for Olam HaBa. Right? And it's what changes the world. You know, Olam HaBa is right here. This world, you know, changes form. That's why we do want climate change. You know, it's you know, this world, right? The polar caps will melt, b'mehera b'yameinu, like the Gemara says, in the Elef HaShvi, it's water, water everywhere. And then it's rebuilt. This world is usid to climb, to be above all the higher olamas, right? And this world evolves because of all the elokus that we bring into it, right? Yirah Shemayim is the cosmic glue that causes elokus to stick. Right? And that's why it's the makor of bechira that we make to change the world and change ourselves, that these maisim go up and there's a response for every good thing that you do. It goes up, it rebosh in response with a certain hashros kedusha in return. That's chal on you and chal on the parallel of you in the world. You and your whatever you're, however you're hooked up to in the cosmos. So says the Ramchal in the Derech Hashem in Chelek Revi, the zgula of Yiras Shemayim is that it causes Hashros Hashchina. So now you understand when Avraham Avinu got the Madrega of Atedat Kirel Kimata, that's that Mokom. It wasn't just Stam, he's Yiras Shemayim. But the Mokom, where he demonstrated it, is Har Hashem Yirah, where there's going to be Gili Elokos here. That's what Yirah does. So Yira does it for the individual. Yira does it for the space that individual occupies. That space could be a makom for kedusha, a makom Torah. Right? That's the glue. Right? So, and that's why bechira, which is you know to make these maisim that get a response that cause a hashras kedusha, they have to be done mitoch Yira Shemayim. That's why Yira Shemayim is the makor for bechira. That is the engine behind these maisim that get a response of hashras kedusha. So now you know, right, what it means that, you know, the Mida connected Mida, right, that they showed Yiras Shemayim when they saved the Jewish people, because they weren't just, you know, being humanitarians. They were, you know, Shifra and Poor were not working for the Red Cross, right? They were, you know, they understood the Tachlis of Klal Yisrael, that, which we reached this Tachlis in Sefer Shmos. The others got promises, like Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. The others just got a lot of promises, right? They built up promises. They built up credit. But that credit went from potential to actual, gets actualized with Yitzias Mitzrayim. There was going to be Megal Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. There's going to be Hashros Hashchina in the world, right? The others built up credit that it will happen. It happens Bepoya with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? That's when all the, as Rashi says, that's when the promises to the others get fulfilled. Right? Why? Because you need an Am. Only an Am is a big enough kli to hold Kedusha, to hold the Torah that's forever. You can't give the Torah to individuals that's here today and gone tomorrow. But an Am is forever because Ein Tzibur Mesim, the Gemara says in Tamura. Right, if it once it becomes a corporate called the Tzibur, ain't Tzibur Mason, because all the Duras that will be are part of it, all the, and Lemafre, all the Duras that came for are also part of it. Right? So only an Am is a big enough kli to hold the Torah, and therefore to be the engine to bring Elokus into the world. So Akash had to wait till the descendants of the Ovis, you know, got big enough to be Shishim Rebo, bestowed Am, and that's when the promises get fulfilled. So Avraham Avinu begins the God consciousness, and that's what Malki Tzedek says when he meets Avraham Avinu. Malki Tzedek was a big guy. He was coined Lekel Elyon, but Kel Elyon, the God above, not the God that's here. Kel Elyon. And then he meets Avraham and says, Baruch Avraham Lekel Elyon, Kone Shamayim Baretz. Avraham Avinu began, you know, but he was preaching it, that the Rebosh is to be revealed in Shamayim and Oretz also. But that's, you know, he preaches that. That is Yotze Lepoal in Sefer Shmos. Right? But the yesod of it is Yira. Yira is the glue that enables Hashros Hashchina. That's the miracle of the mitzvah of Yira Hashem. Right? Is that's what causes the Torah to stick. And that's what causes, you know, the Shechina to stick. And that's why there's a din of Mimitoshi Tiro. Right? And there's, you know, when Shimon Menashe was Dorach Kola Esim Shebetaira, right? Right? And then he got to Es Hashem El Kechatira, Piresh, Kem Shem Kabal Schar La Drisha, Kalim Kabal Schar La Prisha, Achibor Rebekiva Dorach Es the Rabbos Tamidei Chachamim. Right? Because if their Torah is going to stick, you have to have Yira from them. Yira is the glue that causes, you know, the Torah. So therefore, what is Yira? It's an Oitzer, right? It's a storehouse where Kedusha can be Chal. And therefore, says the Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Daud, there's no steer between what it says, Yankos Shabalom Adalam Shalcha Bovad, and it's also, and Yankos Shabalom Adalam Yira Shabayim Bovad. Where are the Daud Amishal Halacha? Where are they? So it's Daud Amishal, which again, the idea that Torah takes up Makom. Daud Amishal is a Makom, right? Daud Amishal Halacha. You know, it's a Makom Shal Adam is the Daud Amishal, right? So that's why it's called Daud Amishal Halacha. The Torah that he learns takes up space, right? That's what Chazal means Maram is on. But where? Where is that space? In the Daud Amishal Halacha is in the Oitzer of Yerushalayim. You know, one is the Kli, and the other is what fills the Kli. So it's not a stira. The Oitzer, it's an Oitzer. It's the Kli. And the Daal Sham Halacha is in the Oitzer of Yerushalayim. So both members of Chazal are Emes. The Daal, what contains, that Torah should be beside Daal Adamas, take up space, is the Oitzer of Yerushalayim. And that's why it's called a bias. Or Yira is rather the shorish of a bias. That right, a bias is what holds its inhabitants, right? So Am Yisrael is called Beis Yisrael, right? Why Beis Yisrael? Because we hold the Torah, and we hold the Shechinah, Shechanti Besocha, right? But more befrat, there's Beis Aaron. The Kohanim cause Hashras HaShechinah. There's Beis HaLevi, also. He also works in the Mikdash, where there's Hashras HaShechinah. And the shorash of it all is Yirei Hashem, Baruch Hu Hashem. Because without Yira, all those houses collapse, right? And that's what Malchus is also, right? You know, that's called, you know, the Midah of Malchus is the Midah of Shechina, Kaidu Alpi Kabbalah. The Malchus is the Nukva, which is the Midah called Shechina. And that's why there's interesting halacha. Gamrinon Ein Yeshiva Ba'azar El Malchi Beis David Bilvad. Right? They alone are allowed to sit in the Azara because the Melech, you know, is a Gili of Malchus Shemaim, which is the Shechina. That is the Shechina. So he could sit in the Azara. That's his place. Everyone else has to stand because, you know, hey, you don't belong here. The Malchei Beis David could sit in the Azara. That's their Malka, right? So, Mimelo, you understand that, you know, that this message, we're getting a parasha, that you know, Shifra and Pua, they saved Am Yisrael mitoch Yira Shemayim. It's not a side thing, and it's not a question that you wonder about their priorities. Why don't they just do it for humanitarian reasons? Because now they understood they have to be Moser Nefesh to save Am Yisrael, right? Because of Yira Shemayim, because of the Hashras HaShechinah that Am Yisrael is destined to bring into the world, and because that's why they did it, Mitoch Yira Shemayim, which is the glue to bring Hashras HaShechinah, then by Aslan Batim, that all the batim that referred to Hashras HaShechinah, the Kli to hold the Shechinah, came out of them, because that was the sense, that was their mission. And so it's not just Zaitig that happened to happen in Sefer Shmos. This is the Mahus of Sefer Shmos, which is the Sefer of Gilui Elokus, the beginning of Gilui Elokus B'Po'al. Because by the Ovis, there were no Nisim Niglim, the Rambam points out in the Mor Nebuchim. Not only that, I don't even got Nevuah. Why don't you ever go to Nimrod in the name of God? Say you're dead meat, right? Go to stone, preach them, like, you know, Hashem sent Yonah to Nineveh, right? I really have to like argue with God about stone. Send Avraham Avinu with the Nevuah to stone. Let's see. So the Rambam points out in the Mor Nevuchim, the time had not come for Gilui Elokus. So you will not find in Sefer Bereishis that a Navi, you know, people had Nevuah. It was a private issue. It was their private. They were not sent in the name of God to speak in the name of God. And also in the whole Sefer Bereishis, there are no Nisim Niglim. What? Excuse me?
Vahin
Nisim Melech? Yeah. Who saw it?
What about Aram on the Fire?
Yeah. That's Al Pidrush. Which means, since it's Al Pidrush, that means not everyone saw it and everyone was forced to believe it.
Right.
The Ram makes his cheshbon. The Mor Nevuchim. Gilui the first Navi ever sent to tend to the people with a message from God, even Noach. Noach. That's right.
A tree falls in the forest, nobody hears it.
That's right. Right.
What happens if you do something without your Shemayim?
That, there you go. So Avram Avram says we don't say Musa here, but okay, we'll say it now. Right, so yeah, so if without Yirah Shemayim, so now if you did something right, and Akoshu Mekaper Schar Kol Biria, right, you'll get some schar for it, loss of level, but it doesn't stick. No, but it's more than that. But now you understand, you know, that I have a daughter at MIT, and God, I need a shidduch for her. You know, you're a PhD in electrical engineering. So it says the Reform rabbi, who's a woman over there, is actually a very intelligent woman and does daf yomi, yom yom, from the art scroll, and probably is more omel and steigs or more than the other people who do use the art scroll, right? Okay, so there's so much Torah. You know, finished daf yomi a few cycles already.
You know what I'm saying about daf yomi?
What do you say?
I feel the Ivan involved in get lost.
No, it's true. It's true. I say we can speak our mind here. There's a safe space. There's a safe space for radicals.
It's safe. The Ivan will love that family.
Yeah. I say.
Yeah. I love his beard. Right.
Yeah. No, without Yira Shemaim, it doesn't stick. It doesn't make a roishim. A brother could finish shas and yeah, so you see, yeah. And if without Yira Shemaim, it doesn't stick. Without Yira Shemaim, it doesn't stick. So right, what?
No, wait, there's a my rabbi said a pasuk from I think Kohel says, right? The last of the litmus. He was basically saying like you look around how much chesed, how much terror, how much, and you think the level that Klai will be on is so much higher. You see the whole a lot of it comes from the point of just trying to like, last of litmus.
It doesn't come from the right place.
What? No, it's just you're going to just trying to get more and more and more and more. You're not, and it's not really done for the correct reason. Can you explain why?
But the Chaim says that it's me. You have to do it shalosh ma al minas to come lishma. Yeah. Nefesh Chaim says that. All right. Yeah. So but that's the point that the Yira Shemayim.
Obviously, did everything they did. Right. A lot of credit, let's say.
Yes.
If Klai Yisrael got to the lowest level of tuma in Mitzrayim.
Right.
How did they? Think they Yira Shemayim. How do they have any?
No,
on
so the
second lowest level.
What?
The second lowest.
See, there's no Yir Shemayim going on. So how are you getting? How do they?
No, so the same day does. So, right. So the Rambam says in the first parak of Hilchos Avoras Kochavim, when he gives the whole survey of Avraham, he says in Mitzrayim we almost kimat nekar ikar shashas Avraham, but me'avas Hashem el sanu, umishuah shenish ba'Avraham. It was just out of pure ava and a commitment to the avos, and that's why we needed the Omer period. To purify, right? And the Tzar says, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is like Hefsek Tara, and the 7 weeks of the Omer is the Shiva Nekim. Right? And then Shavuos is the Zivug. Yeah. Right? We had to. Yetzias Mitzrayim was more on credit than than deserved. And during the days Yomer, we have to work to be deserving of what was for the credit extended. But when we deserve it, subsequently, so we say l'mafreya, the Ribbono Shel Olam's choice is vindicated. But it happens to be the Maral points out in a few places that the fact that Ribbono Shel Olam, as it were, just chose us for no reason because it wasn't earned, actually works in our favor, right? It ensures the nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. Because if we were chosen for X, Y, and Z, right? Those were that was the agreement. You stray from X, Y, and Z, the deal's off, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't choose us for any reason, right? We weren't worthy, right? So it's out of pure chesed. Pure chesed. There's no basis to break the bechira. The Maral writes this in a few places, so it's like it actually works to our advantage that no matter how bad we are, the Ribbono Shel Olam can't be machvas b'macheres because there was no basis, of deserving in the decision to be bocher in us in the first place. So even though we weren't worthy, but the Ribbono Shel Olam has his ways of always turning that, turning that letov, and that's what ensures our nitzchias as a people. But Bekitzer, the Yisoda Dover is that Yira Shemayim is the glue that makes us a bias for the Shechina, a bias for the Torah, that the Torah's Mar Shochin here. Yes?
And you're saying that before in Sefer Bereishis, where there was no new rules because there wasn't enough Yira Shemayim in the world?
Well, it was more than that. That to combat how the world was Nishchat after Chet Adam Rishon, right? It takes a nation. So now, they were Nevi'im, but they had transcendental experiences. It wasn't that the Elokus was revealed within the world, like Malki Tzedi, Kohen Lekel Elyon. No, so he did his meditating, did his fasting, and he had his experience. And it was his personal experience. Rebbe Rashi didn't send him with a message to the people. Noach wasn't sent with a message to the people. Right? No, well, yeah, Taina Noach, why? Yeah, but Hashem didn't send him. He wasn't a Navi Hakovesh Nevuaso. Right? You know, yeah, but you know, he was very passive. He was just built. He just built the Teva and blocked everyone's driveway. But yeah,
it wasn't like Yonah, basically.
Yeah. No, because Yonah isn't after the era of Yitzchak Mitzrayim when the world changed.
Because
it's a different era. The world changed permanently by Yitzchak Mitzrayim, that it was a Gilei Elokus. You know, it's a permanent change. That's why Zechel Yitzchak Mitzrayim is like we say by all our mitzvahs. You know. Yitzias Tzrayim, the Ramchal and the Goyen both write. It's the baseline. There's no sinking beneath that. If you say the word God to any Goy, he knows what you're talking about because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Laman Saper Shri B'chol Arts is Gili Elokus. But at this week's Parsha, when Moshe first comes to Paro, Lo Yadati Es Hashem, never heard of the guy. God, what? You know, that was the world before Yitzias Mitzrayim. Since Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, you know, then the world
before
has...
In
the
last part,
we discussed it,
no?
He knew Yosef. What is that? Not Rebbe Rashi?
No, see, he talks about your God, your father's God, your God. Yosef talking about that.
Yosef talked to the brothers when he was masquerading. Your God gave you a little treasure, you know, when they first time they've discovered their money in their bags. Is that the pasuk you're referring to?
No, I've heard like when Yitzchak came to see the dream of Pharaoh, I think he said, I'm not saying anything, it's Hashem saying it. Hashem's telling me.
Hmm?
No?
What?
Right, when Yitzchak came to Pharaoh, he told him the dream.
No, he said it, but you think Pharaoh,
yeah. It's not a known thing. It's not
it didn't strike roots. It didn't stick. Everything bounced off. Yo, Yitzchak Mitzrayim changed the world, that now Elokus sticks to the world. You know, now and that's the secret. I'll just say one more thing, that in Ibriyor, when we move closer to Tikkun, because, you know, we realign the sun and the moon, which is somehow a little bit mitigates the problem, Miut HaLevana. Right? So in the Ibriyor, we have Shovin Tat. Right? In a regular Shona Pshut, it's just Shovin. So I remember your Moshe Shapiro, because, you know, the based on this, Ramchal said, you know, the basic baseline of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, that's irrevocable. The world will never go beneath that floor. That's the new floor. Right? And this is when we reach Alpayim Torah, right, in the full actuality, and we won't regress to the Alpayim Tohu. Right? But the added Madrega of Binyan HaBeis HaMikdash, we're not always zochet to that. So now in a Shana Muberes, where the Tikkun is a little bit hecher, Kayadua, so it's Shovim Tat. We have the Parshas of Binyan HaMishkan. Right? Zohar to that additional Gilui Elokus that there is in the Mikdash, which, you know, sadly is a Madrega that comes and goes. Right? But in Shana Pshuta, so it's up to Mishpatim, which has another account of Matan Torah at the end. You know, see, sorry, Matan Torah, that's the baseline. That's the baseline of Gilui Elokus, that there'll never be anything less than that. All right, but we should have the Shnei Mishmeri Amen, L'chaim, L'chaim.
L'chaim, L'chaim. Good.